Agenda item C, general discussion by the director, commissioners, anyone that wants to talk.
Mr. Chair, this is Jim.
Morning, Jim.
Yeah, I have Ron Warren here, and maybe Ron can give us an update on where we're at in the North of Falcon process, and if that's okay.
Yeah, I'm sure the commissioner would welcome that.
Good morning, commissioners. Ron Warren, Fish Program. North of Falcon, I believe, without jinxing the process, is coming to a close. We don't have that final word that, and I'll repeat that, we do not have the final word that we have full agreement, but we took steps yesterday on resolving some key issues that were identified that were holding the process up. And with those issues off the table, we'll exchange the list of agreed to fishery modifications that were also requested this morning. Hope to hear today sometime that all of them are acceptable from the co-managers, and hopefully announce that the co-managers have reached agreement for the 2017 fishery seasons.
Well, that's good news, Ron. Thank you.
You're very welcome. It is good news. I finally feel like I might get to step off the treadmill. So
yeah,
it's been a long, arduous ordeal, to say the least. So
you'll let us know as soon as you hear something, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And Ron, are you saying that could be as early as today?
It could be, yes.
So this is Commissioner Kehoe. Ron, thanks for the update. So just so I'm clear, I just kind of, you know, assuming there is agreement, how will this be transmitted to the public? I mean, will there be a press release? And then will the specific fisheries then be rolled out, agreed to fisheries be rolled out later? Just kind of let me know how this is going to be, how the public is going to find out about this.
Thank you, Commissioner Kehoe. We have two press releases, news releases that are prepped and we've been working on. One is a joint release between us and the Northwest Indian Fish Commission, quotes from Director and Lorraine Loomis, Chair of the Commission, talk about the need to strengthen the process, the need to continue the co-manager process to work on habitat and production issues, as well as recognition of the governor's office for their assistance through the process. The second release will be more of an announcement of here's where you'll be able to find the list of fisheries and some highlights on what will be in place in the marine areas in Puget Sound this summer. Then finally, just so everyone's aware, what this will entail is a letter to NOAA, our joint management plan, and the joint list of agreed-to fisheries so that consultation can commence on the joint plan. That's rumoring around a 2 to 3 week permit period. Looking to be somewhere that first half of June, maybe the 15th of June. In talking to NOAA, they're saying that they've got a lot of people pulled off and working on many different topics, some of which litigation. We all know the Mitchell Act litigation, so it may delay final completion of the permit, but I think with as much pressure as they've gotten and get, if they don't expedite the process, that they will be working on it diligently. So I look forward to that day.
Ron, this is Larry, if I may. I'd like to kind of tag on to what Commissioner Kehoe said. You did a great download of what you're intending to do, but I think from a more basic perspective, how is the public, you know, I mean, I think it's really important that we engage statewide to let people in all corners of the state realize what is being finalized and where the opportunities are going to be, because small businesses, resorts, tackle stores, et cetera, that are not in the mainstream aren't going to know about it in a timely way, and it's very, very expensive, the lost opportunity. So I'd like to hear a little bit about how the basics of getting the taxpaying public up to speed on this is going to happen.
Commissioner Carpenter, this is Bruce Botka, Public Affairs Director for the Department. Thanks for letting me speak to this topic for just a second. Ron did a great job of summarizing the content of the news releases we'll put out as soon as possible. One of the things we're really hoping for is that it's not at the end of the day on a Friday, but we know that we're kind of at the mercy of the timetable of the process. What we'll be doing is, I think you all know that there are several thousand people and organizations around the state that have subscribed to the news releases that we publish, and we do that electronically. And so that's typically the first step. We'll turn around and immediately announce the news on Twitter and Facebook as well. We're linking, in all cases, back to the website that has where we've built regular updates for this process, and particularly detail on the fisheries that will be available as a result of the agreement. Basically, we'll try and fire all the guns at once, and we get pretty good penetration. We've got a lot of media that's kind of poised to receive this information in the next day or two as well.
And then in addition to that, if I can, this is Ron again, we will be contacting our advisors so they know right after we, the agency, know to make sure that they understand what it is and where information can be found so the word can spread that way as well.
One follow-up question. Bruce, is it possible to get access to 45713 and get some bites on some of the news channel shows?
It's they certainly receive the information as quickly as everyone else. The question of what they're able to put on newscasts is really a reflection of the time of day. They can get obviously more coverage prepared the earlier that we're able to announce it. But I think that they will be absolutely aware. They've been tracking the story pretty closely. One of the things I've been thinking about doing is just kind of reinforcing with email all of this stuff, too, from me to various news directors and media outlets.
Thank you.
Larry?
Yeah.
This is Dave, and speaking to Bruce's methodology on this, I am actually surprised at times the amount of coverage the news releases from the department receive over here in my region. I will hear it on at least two or three different radio stations very soon after they come out. So it's a good system that Bruce has in place, and the news outlets over here even take advantage of it.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Yeah, this is Jim again, if I may. So now I think, we're all keeping our fingers crossed. I knocked on wood, my wood head and the wood table, so hopefully we'll see this go through today. The next part of this is next steps, and obviously we've shocked the system here, and so there's opportunity for us to work with the tribes on creating a better process for the future. The feedback I've been getting from several of the tribes is very positive. This week, Jennifer Kwan and I went on a tour in the Skagit with Derek Sanderson, Department of Ag, and met with several people, and also along the way met with three tribes, and all of them are looking forward to the future and figuring out a better way to improve our process. So that was encouraging. I've also heard the same from other Sound tribes. So more on that soon. And I think that we'll work with Bruce and his staff over the next month or two to really highlight our efforts in improving the process and what we can do to, take advantage of what momentum we might be able to capture on the attention that the public is now paying to the production side of it, on the hatchery side, as well as the opportunity to work on habitat issues. And I just think there's a lot of opportunity here.
Very good. Are there any other comments or any other general discussion items anyone wants to raise today?
Yeah, Larry, this is Brad. Just that on Tuesday, you and I and Miranda will be on the panel at UW. So I know some other commissioners have done that before, but so that's always. an interesting thing to participate in.
It is.
What channel is that? Chair Carpenter, this is Commissioner Holzmiller, if I could.
Yeah, go ahead, Jay. Go ahead, Jay.
I just want to convey a whole bunch of thanks and appreciation. We were right on the edge of having some woods around here, and we went from 0 to 60 in about a week or two. Ended up having a loss of a calf a little north of me, and then about a week later, we thought it was the same wolves, but I think we've come to the conclusion that we had a pack from Oregon come in and visit us for a while. So the issue, the wolf issue has really come front and center in our part of the world. And we, Joey, McKetta, and everybody had been really good about coming down and having meetings, but it was kind of one of those things nobody, you know, was listening, but when it became the wolves were here and we needed to step up. So I'd ask Steve Pizangra to hold a meeting here in Clarkston, and this past Wednesday we did, and I just need to thank a whole bunch of people because it really came off good. Commissioner Keeney came down and gave a talk on range riding. Scott Becker was here, gave a really good presentation of the whole wolf issue and how they count them and everything else. Joey McKetta went through the whole process. It was just amazing, and the feedback I've got from our local producers has just been totally supportive. Everybody's been really grown up about the deal, and I just can't thank everybody enough for Jay driving down and taking the time out of his schedule, basically ruined 2 days to come down and give a talk, but it really resonated. And yeah, we got a caller on a wolf, and then she'd end up dying, so we're kind of back to square one. But they did a really good job of conveying that, yeah, the callers are a really good tool to work with, but we couldn't be totally reliant upon them, and I think that word got through, and that, yeah, eventually we'll probably have some loss to wolves, but hopefully we can keep it in a manageable deal. And do need to go thank again the WAG for all their work. With them coming up, or it sounds like we're really close to the point to where we do have some solid numbers as far as when we can start talking lethal control and stuff like that. I am just so heartened by this whole wolf issue. I was totally exasperated with it. I was going, holy smokes, this is just a dead-end street. We're headed down 90 miles an hour, but I really have quite a bit of optimism that this can actually be a workable deal. So just want to thank a whole group of people for doing a really, really good job.
Good comments, Jay. Anything else today?
No, just thanks very much for those comments, and I'll pass that on to staff.
Well, they're very well deserved.
Commissioner Keeney?
Yeah, Commissioner Keeney.
Yeah, I just have to say, I've given lots of talks in different places, but you can sure tell the difference when somebody like Jay Hosemiller has been down there and, you know, talking to people and keeping them calm and or at least working with them, because it was a really good audience, real receptive, good questions. Just you can see the difference. So thanks, Jay.
Okay. Any other comments from anyone?
Chairman Smith, this is Jennifer Kwan.
Yes, Jennifer.
Hi. I just would like to update the group on our Wild Future initiative.
Please do.
All right. So recall that in the 15-17 legislative biennium, we were given direction by the legislature to work with our stakeholders and come back with a fee proposal that was supported by our stakeholders. After that, we initiated a Wild Future, what we call our Wild Future initiative, with the intent of, number one, introducing our new, at that time, new director to the public and getting some feedback about what the public wants and needs into the future, and setting up a line of communication with the public and targeted stakeholders so that we could begin to develop those relationships and hopefully come forward with a proposal that would be supported by them. So we did those listening sessions last year. We've compiled what we've heard. We've lined them up and tried to marry them with some of our budget needs and start to build a six-year plan for shoring up our budget needs and then addressing what we heard from the public and some of the priorities that they heard that they would like. So we have, just for your situational awareness, we've worked hard, we've developed some initial proposals for fees, both on the hunting and fishing side, and we have begun some initial outreach to get some feedback from some of the key policy leaders in some of these areas and help shape those proposals. And so you may be hearing from them that we're talking to them about various ways we can meet some of our budget needs. We will be coming to you guys and giving you a full briefing at your subcommittee meetings in June. And we intend to go out and then after that we'll be doing more targeted stakeholder work. We'll be doing legislative tours to talk about our priorities. And then we will go to the public in the first 2 weeks of August. We will hold six more public meetings with what we intend to bring to you. I think there's a commission meeting in there, too, with what we intend to bring to you all and potentially deliver to the governor's office as a request. So there's we're ramping that up. There probably will be some buzz about what's going on, but wanted to make you guys aware of that.
Yeah, Jennifer, this is Brad. When you do those public meetings, and if one of those is in our area, would you like us, if we can, to attend?
Absolutely.
So can you let us know then?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll get that meeting schedule out. We should have that firmed up in the next week.
Okay. And also, the initiative that Penny and I are participating in, and Jim as well, with Fred Kuntz, going to take place in November. But part of that is going to be having this group or that group that's going to be meeting support our fee increase and our legislative packages. So I know you've been talking with Penny, and I saw the email that she sent out today about some of the stuff that Oregon was doing and that. But I think there's good synergy in that. Penny and I can harness that group to help work with us.
That is definitely part of the strategy. We're going to have, and part of the six-year plan, and so we'll sit down and connect with the subcommittees and with you, Commissioner, on how we're moving forward developing proposals internally.
Okay.
Any other questions for Jennifer? Thank you for that update, Jennifer. Do we have any other questions on any subject today? Hearing none, we will bring to close this conference call of the State Fish and Wildlife Commission at 8:54 on May 20th, 2016. Thank you. Have a good week and good luck, Ron.
Thank you.
Good luck.